So how purchasing will work, how stores will work, I have made a list. Their jobs are different. For example, purchasing, they have to do tendering, quotations, commercial negotiations, agreement of prices, order placing, supply contracts, erection contracts, case sale of scrap, market research for buying. Buying means they have to find out where the best quality and lowest price is available. Purchasing statistics, progressing of orders, clearance of invoices for prices, discounts, carriage, so much they have to do. But can they do independently? No. They have to keep day-to-day relation with stores. Stores has their own job. Stores, coding and vocabulary, I told. Material specifications, material standardization, variety reduction, stock control, maintenance of stock records, stores accounting, stock checking, review of obsolete and surplus stock, coordination of inspection of goods, operation of storehouses, operation of stock yards, certification of invoices for quantity. But they have to also have day-to-day contact with purchase department, day-to-day contact with suppliers also. Otherwise, wrong materials will be coming. You have to unnecessarily accept those unnecessary materials. Suppliers will be sending unnecessary parts. Whatever purchase department has given them the schedules, that much material only should come. Not, I have seen suppliers will be sending simply the materials and it gets accepted. It creates a complete mess in the stores. I have seen how unnecessary materials come. They are accepted, they are stored, and inventory simply shoots up. No. Before the material comes, there should be an advance notification. ASN, advance supply notification. Then there should be a day-to-day discussion with purchase that, sir, this much material is coming. Is it okay? Otherwise, unnecessary material will be coming and you will not be able to send it back. So there has to be a dovetailing of these two functions. Sometimes, some firms place the store's activity under the production department only. In a company, I have seen how materials come and they directly go on the shop floor. In shop floor, there are racks and it is kept there and it is consumed. So how the issues are accounted? Number of vehicles made, for example, they make 10 vehicles. The bill of material of those 10 vehicles is considered as issue. It is assumed that remaining material is still there. So, whatever material has come, they will subtract that bill of materials into number of vehicles from that, and that is supposed to be the stock there. So, some firms place the store's activity directly under production department, being responsible for production operations smoothly and for meeting the production dates. They can have control of its immediate material supply group to ensure smooth delivery of material to the production workshops directly. Further, receiving and stores department should not be supervised by a department that buys and authorizes payment for same materials, because there can be some issues. They will have some contact with the suppliers and wrong things can happen. So, if you ask me, I will say that placing the store's activity directly under stores has some good meaning in that. Think about this. Management's primary concern should be fulfillment of three objectives. One, materials must be stored and managed such that they are immediately available in good condition. I said about quality. Whenever production needs them. Time and quality. These are important things. Materials must be stored and managed in such a way that they are immediately available in good condition when the production needs them. Yes? The order filling and delivery system must effectively supply the production organization in accordance with the production schedules, and these activities must be accomplished at minimum cost. What is cost? Carrying cost, material handling cost, pilferage cost. Afterwards, we are going to discuss this cost subject in detail. These activities must be accomplished at optimum cost. Then, there are two types of stores: centralized stores, decentralized stores. A very big store, having a large number of product lines, may have a main store, which can serve as a base, with decentralized stores for each division. For example, Tata Motors, they can have a centralized stores. Then, for the various divisions, they can have decentralized stores or unit of production, preferably located as near the unit as possible. Another possibility is that the main store is completely eliminated and supplies are delivered directly to the sub-stores. Division number 1, that means unit number 1, unit number 2, unit number 3, the material goes directly to those units. No centralized stores. There, this possibility also can exist. A large company marketing a variety of goods may have a central warehouse for finished goods at factory location, besides a large number of stock points or depots in various cities. You know that also. Various cities, they will have their depots, and there will be one central stores, central warehouse, from where the material goes to the depots. A small company can have just one simple warehouse from which the entire distribution can take place. Stores broadly fall into two categories. The first category is functional. Depending on the use to which material is put. For example, chemical stores. Chemicals are kept there. Chemical stores, thematic stores, functional stores. What is the use? Example, raw material stores. Raw materials are kept there. Everybody knows. So such stores are functional stores or thematic stores. I call it as thematic stores. Secondly, physical. Depending on size, depending on location. For example, I said central stores, sub stores, transit stores, site stores, SITE, site stores. I said functional stores or thematic stores. Raw material stores, production stores, general stores, oils, cotton waste, tools, all these things I keep in the general stores. Tool stores, salvage stores. What is salvage? The material has been used and it has come for some repair, resharpening, repair, resharpening, reconditioning, refurbishing. All I do in that stores. Packing stores, where I kept all the packing material, which is also important. It has also to be preserved properly. It also is material, money. Packing is also money. Spare parts stores, very important. Receipt stores, I have told you already. Receipt stores, where they receive the material, make the goods inwards. Inspection, then GRNs, then they will keep it properly in the stores. With proper barcode, proper location will be there in the barcode, proper identification will be there in that barcode. That barcode slip is, barcode tag is also stuck there on the material. Quarantine stores, where the material for inspection is kept, where the rejected material is kept, quarantine, where the material for decision making is kept. Decision making means sometimes we feel that the material is not up to the mark, but the decision is made, okay, for this time we will give a concession. Under concession, this lot can be accepted. Such material is kept in the quarantine stores. Then shed storage, then open yard, all these photographs I will show in the later chapters. Then physical stores, means central stores, sub stores, departmental stores. You know the departmental stores where we go to malls, those are departmental stores. Group stores or departmental stores is material required by one department is kept there. There is a department called tool room. The material required for that tool room is kept in that departmental stores. Then group stores, finished goods stores, work in progress stores. For example, in Samsonite, all the shells which are produced are kept in that stores, which I call it as the work in progress stores, where it is under production, waiting for assembly. Not yet completely finished goods. They are in work in progress. And this work in progress stores is managed by production. Then stationary stores, as you know, bonded stores, where it is kept in that stores and excisable goods are kept. And we are responsible for maintaining the stock of excisable goods, proper accounting of all those things. Very important. Then refrigerated stores, flammable material stores, dehumidifier stores, transit shed, dry tanks. Look at this refrigerated stores. You may have seen in departmental stores like Big Bazaar or any other departmental store. You must have seen this kind of a refrigerated stores where all the materials are kept in cold storage. The temperature of lowest temperature like 0 degrees centigrade is maintained there in these refrigerated stores where the material is kept for a long time. Preservation is better done for these food items when the temperatures are kept low. The preservation, this is an act of preservation, which is also an important activity in stores. Refrigerated stores, you must have seen this in the big malls. Then this is flammable material store. Look at these barrels, look at these carboys, look at these small cylinders where flammable materials are kept. And they are kept separately from all other chemicals, all other materials, because they are very hazardous. Flammable material stores. Look at this dehumidifier stores. That red one, that pink one here is dehumidifier. It dehumidifies the atmosphere where it is an act of preservation. Preservation of materials is done because of this dehumidifier. Because if there is too much humidity, some parts or some items or some materials get spoiled. So this is also a very good preservation activity. Then this is, look at this, transit shed. This is a shed where the material in transit is temporarily stored, preserved from sunlight. If it is kept in the open yard, it will get spoiled. it will get spoiled because of rains also, it will get spoiled because of the sun. That's why I have created this transit shade and I am keeping the material in this transit shade so that I protect it from sunlight, I protect it from rains. Look at these dry tanks. Here also I keep the material. Look at this, and then I will tell you something about the stores manual, about which when I was speaking on the organization chart, I have told you about the stores manual also. It is a written document of the standing orders. What is standing order? Rules, regulations, which have to be followed by each and every person, including workers and managers. There are safe operating procedures which have to be followed by everyone. These are written in the stores manual, which is to be a very, very important part of ISO 9001 system. All the standing orders, all the instructions, all the duties and responsibilities, like I have told already, what are the responsibilities of vocabulary officer? What are the responsibilities of stores officer? There is a description which normally is called a job description of every person. Job description is written in this manual. It contains all the operating procedures of the stores, such as housekeeping. Housekeeping also is an important procedure. I said already that there should be a standardization. Housekeeping is standardization. Housekeeping is removing all the unnecessary materials. Housekeeping is a place for everything and everything in its place. Housekeeping is discipline. Housekeeping is following of procedures. Everything must be spick and span, should be cleaned every day, and really important housekeeping is very rarely seen in our organizations. It gives me a pain to tell you that whenever I go to any organization, whatever I have said about housekeeping is hardly found. I expect that the young generation like you people will give the housekeeping a topmost importance, because that ensures the quality, that ensures the safety, that ensures the efficiency and effectiveness of your store's organization. So housekeeping, then documentation. What is documentation? Safe operating procedures, responsibilities, job descriptions, everything should be in that documentation. Recording, every documentation should have a record. If they have said that particular thing should be checked once in 12 months, once in 6 months, once in 3 months, there should be a record. There should be a document about the perpetual inventory, for example. For example, for annual, there should be a document how it should be, how the stock taking should be done. That also is a procedure. How the cards are made, how the bin cards are made, how the inventory cards are made. All these procedures must be written down. And there should be record. Whether that document is properly followed or not. So every document must accompany one record, with objective evidence should be there. Then only we can say that the system is running properly. Then receipt, FIFO, that is first in, first out, whether the material which has come earlier has been issued or not, or material which was received only 2 days back is issued and the material which was received 2 months back is still lying in the stores. It should not happen. First in, first out. That means if today I have to issue the material, I will see which material was received oldest, earliest. That I will issue. First in, first out. Otherwise, what will happen? New material will be issued, old material will be lying there, it will have their expiry date exceeded, and then it will be of no use. So all these, first in, first out, received inspection, receipt, all these procedures will be written in this documentation, and the store's manual will be a self-contained procedure for the whole system of stores management. If I want to know what is definitely going on in that stores, everything will be written in that stores manual. Everything. How to receive the material, how to inspect it, what is the goods inverse, what is the goods receipt note, GRN, how it will be issued, how it will be issued to suppliers, how will be issued for the recondition and refurbishment. Everything will be written in the store's manual, and it facilitates training also. New people come, I have to train them. Old people, I have to retrain them. All this base is the store's manual. I will give the training and retraining to old people by referring to this store's manual. Store's manual is my Bible. Store's manual is my Bible for operating my stores. Please understand, give the topmost priority to the stores manual. Continuously improve it. Continuously upgrade it. Don't keep it like an old document which is lying in a corner. It should be a live, day-to-day document. Stores manual. It facilitates training and retraining of the staff, which is most important in my opinion. Thank you.